Welcome to Hope for Today, a weekly Bible teaching program that will bring you hope for every day. Hello, friend. It is good to have you here with us today. We are Heralds of Hope, and we believe every book in the Bible is inspired by God and will give us a better understanding of Him and His plan for us. This belief leads us to prioritize Scripture in all we do. This starts inside at a personal level, and then it works its way out in many of our day-to-day choices. Let's give our attention now to Pastor J. Mark for today's teaching.
Some people are like chameleons. These reptiles have the ability to change their color so that they can blend in with their surroundings no matter where they are. If they're sitting on the bark of a tree, they are almost invisible on the bark of the tree. If they're sitting on a rock, then they look like part of that rock. You know, some people are like chameleons. They change their appearance or they change their beliefs to blend in with their surroundings, to fit in with the people who are around them. That's because they don't want to be noticed or called out for their positions or their beliefs. We call them compromisers. Then there are others who dare to do right. No matter what it may cost them, they take a stand for truth and for righteousness, and they don't back down. Most people admire a person who knows what to do and then does it, regardless of the cost. Exodus chapter 2 and verses 1 to 10 are a beautiful portion of Scripture because they tell us about a godly couple who dared to do right even in the face of great personal danger. The threats of the ungodly king of Egypt couldn't turn aside this Hebrew couple. The man was from the tribe of Levi, and so was his wife. That was the tribe from which God later chose the high priest of his people. So listen carefully as I read that scripture, Exodus chapter 2 and verses 1 to 10. And there went a man of the house of Levi, and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him for 3 months. And when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes, and daubed it with slime and with pitch, and put the child therein, and laid it in the flags by the river's brink. And his sister stood far off, to see what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to retrieve it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the baby wept. And she had compassion on him, and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call for you a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for you?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give you wages." And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses, and she said, "Because I drew him out of the water." In these verses, we see how this mother laid her plans to do what she knew was right. I'm impressed with the great courage of this woman. This mother of Moses is a wonderful example. Her plans were laid out very well. First among her plans was the secret. In the previous chapter, we learned that the king of Egypt, the Pharaoh, had issued a decree that all of the baby boys born to the Hebrew families were supposed to be thrown into the Nile River. That was because he was afraid the Hebrew people would become too numerous and would begin to threaten his kingdom. Our text introduces us to a godly couple who were both from the tribe of Levi. This tribe later became the priestly tribe for the entire people of Israel. The wife, Jochebed, gave birth to a son after this decree of the king to cast all of the baby boys into the river. And when she gave birth to this baby, she saw that he was a very lovely child. God had blessed Jochebed and her husband with a beautiful baby. And like any godly mother, she didn't listen to the king. She didn't throw her baby boy into the river for the crocodiles. Instead, she dared to do what was right. So she hid him. You know, I think that must have been quite challenging. If you have children or grandchildren, you know how hard it can be to keep an infant quiet. Crying is the only way he knows how to express his needs. But somehow, Moses' mother managed to keep him quiet and hidden until he was 3 months old. She would not do what she knew was wrong. She had a sense of morality, a sense of what was right and proper, and she wouldn't go against that moral sensibility. I admire her, don't you? I admire her for being concerned for her baby boy, even at the risk of her own life. She could not know what God was going to do with this baby boy when he grew up. She couldn't see down through those many years that he would be the one to whom God would give his law, the Torah. But she dared to do right, no matter what it might cost her personally, and she saved her baby boy alive. The secret was she hid him from the king and his soldiers. Then another part of her plan was the scheme. She decided to obey the king, but to do it in a way that would save her child. You read that she prepared for him an ark, or a little basket of bulrushes. She wove this basket boat very carefully with her own hands, and then she coated it with some waterproof material so that it was a river-worthy little craft. She fixed it comfortably for her 3-month-old baby boy. Try to imagine her laboring with her own hands to make this boat, knowing full well that she couldn't control the outcome. I can imagine that many prayers ascended to God as her hands wove those rushes into that little basket. You know, a fragile ark of bulrushes could be crushed by one snap of a crocodile's jaws. But she had full faith in God's ability because she dared to do what was right. So she completed her project with diligence, and she made every possible preparation for his survival. Then she took the baby boy and put him in the river, as the king said she was supposed to do. Well, not quite like the king said. But nonetheless, she did put him into the river in this little boat. And as part of the plan, she set her daughter, Miriam, by the river to watch so that nothing would harm him. And she gave her daughter clear instructions about how to carry out her plans when the baby was ultimately discovered. Because she dared to do right, she was willing to risk her own life to fulfill her plan. Now, I'm quite confident that even though she couldn't see down through the years to what God was going to do with her little boy, she still trusted God. She had laid it all out well so that she could commit what she did to God. And you know, I believe that's a pattern for every godly mother today. When you do right, you can commit the outcome to God. She did, and you can. When you do right, you can commit the outcome to God and see that His purposes will come to pass. And then there's a third part of the plan. It is the system. She put this ark of bulrushes containing the baby in the reeds along the river's edge. She knew where Pharaoh's daughter came to bathe. So she put the basket where it couldn't be missed when the princess came to take her daily bath. And it wasn't missed. As the princess and her maidens walked along the riverside, she saw that little boat among the reeds, and she sent one of her maidens to retrieve it. That was all that was needed. And the little boy's sister, you'll recall, was on hand at the right time. When they opened the ark, Pharaoh's daughter's heart was moved with compassion and pity because the baby was crying. Immediately, she recognized that this was one of the Hebrew children. And then the little boy's sister knew exactly what to do and say. She asked Pharaoh's daughter if she would like her to find a nurse among the Hebrew women. Nothing could be more logical than that this sister would go and get the child's mother. And that's what she did. Pharaoh's daughter most likely did not know that this was the baby's own mother. When you dare to do right, God often sees that it comes out right. But you know, even if it doesn't turn out right according to our plans, God always rewards those who do what is right. So Moses' sister took him home to his mother. And now he was no longer illegal. No one needed to be afraid of his discovery. His mother nursed him until he was weaned, and then she took him to Pharaoh's court, and he became the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Now you might think that she would be quite heartbroken in giving up her son. But if she had not planned it this way, she would have given him up in the jaws of a crocodile in the Nile River. Now he was the son of Pharaoh's daughter, and he would get an Egyptian education at no expense to his family. I am sure that her mother heart was quite satisfied because God had intervened and helped her. She had dared to do right. Would not God now protect her son in the presence of Pharaoh and all the learning of the Egyptians? You see, these parents trusted God and dared to do right. You never lose by doing right. You can trust God. When you and I dare to do what is right, we never know what the outcome will be. Sometimes God spares life, like he did here, and like he did with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. But at other times, physical life is lost, like John the Baptist and James, who was killed by King Herod. What we learn here is the importance of doing what is right regardless of the outcome. When Jochebed made her plans, she was only doing what any mother would do, giving her best to make sure her son would survive and thrive. She used her skills and her motherly intellect to make the best possible plans to ensure that her son would have a chance to live. She was willing and ready to sacrifice her own life to make that possible. You and I face similar situations today. We can't control the outcome of our plans, but we can do our best with the resources and the intellect that God has given us. Moses' mother could have thrown up her hands and said, "What's the use?" She could have given in to despair, but she didn't do that, and neither should you and me. Whatever difficulty you and I may be facing, God has a plan. But that plan will never come to fruition if you and I refuse to do what is right. Like Jochebed, we can't control the outcome, but we can control our choices and our commitment to do what is right and true. So let's be like Jochebed and dare to do right.
Thanks, J. Mark, for this teaching from Exodus. And thank you for joining us. It is a privilege to study God's word and grow in our understanding together. Now, let's take what we've heard and allow it to affect our lives. As James tells us, we are to be doers of the word and not hearers only. If we just hear the word, it's like seeing ourselves in a mirror, then going away and forgetting what we just saw. Don't let that happen. Allow God's word to change you from the inside out. We bless you as you walk with Jesus and put his teaching into practice. If you have any questions or if you would like today's teaching, please contact us and ask for it by title or by the passage. We also have a study guide available designed to help you learn more from each of these lessons in Exodus. It is called the Hope Herald, and if you would like one, we would be happy to send you one. Here are a few ways that you can reach us. The quickest and easiest way is through email. Our email address is mail@heraldsofhope.org. If you don't have email, you could send us a letter. Send it to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Another way you can contact us is through our website. Our website is heraldsofhope.org. While you are there, please look on our website for this teaching and other similar teaching. There you will also find resources available from Heralds of Hope. Again, the website is www.heraldsofhope.org. We thank you again for joining us for today's program. I encourage you to join us again next week as we continue our journey through Exodus. We look forward to being with you then, and we'll leave you with this thought from 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with you all.